Chapter 12. Ray tried to think of anything other than Finn, but his last words to her replayed over and over in her mind. To clear her head, Ray began wandering through the castle. The long corridors of stone seemed to stretch on forever. Ray made sure to keep track of each twist and turn so she wouldn't get lost. Ray had thought escaping from the Grand Hall would help settle her thoughts, but being alone just intensified her fear. How had she gotten into that mess? What would happen if the First Order found her and BB-8? Were they still safe in the castle? She found herself analyzing the hallways, marking good escape paths, noting areas that were especially exposed. From the moment she had left Jakku, Rey had been on the run from one enemy or another. She was tired of running. Rey sat down and held her head in her hands. She closed her eyes and tried to focus on the happy sounds still echoing from the Grand Hall. That was when she felt it, a tug deep within her very core. Ray looked behind her and saw a stone staircase leading down into the castle. She had the overwhelming feeling that she was supposed to follow its lead. She heard the soft whir of BB-8 rolling behind her. That good old droid must have been following her from the start. She didn't ask him to leave as she walked down the long stairway and into a cluttered basement room. Artifacts that must have been collected over centuries covered every open space around her. But in the center of the room was a plain wooden box. Ray slowly walked toward it. It seemed to call to her with a message she didn't quite understand. She gently touched the edge of the box. Nothing happened. So Ray lifted the lid and reached for the strange silver object inside. Instantly, a powerful mechanical breathing sound filled the room. Darkness pushed in around her until all she could see was inky blackness. Then a light flickered above her. She was in a dimly lit hallway covered with metal plating. It looked nothing like the stone passages of Maz's castle. As she peered into the distance, she saw a man in black wielding a red lightsaber. His face was covered with a mask, molded to approximate a human face. But the mask's eyes were dead and empty. The man's red lightsaber clashed against a brilliant beam of blue. A young man with blonde hair raised his own lightsaber and fought furiously against the monster in black. Ray didn't understand what was happening. She turned from the battle and ran down the metal corridor, but as she ran, the floor twisted beneath her feet. She fell against the wall, which had somehow suddenly become the floor. Ray wished that the visions would end. She was so confused. Where were they coming from? Why could she not escape from them? They felt so real. Before she knew it, more images flashed through her mind. A hero stabbed by a fiery blade, a battlefield filled with soldiers, a blue and white droid beside a lost Jedi. She saw a man in a silver mask and dark hood with six shadowy figures behind him. Without knowing how, Rey realized that he was Kylo Ren, warrior of the First Order. His red-gold lightsaber glowed in a frightful cross as he glided toward her.